Srimad Bhagavatam, in the very beginning, we know that the sages, headed by Shonaka, they ask some questions of Sukha Goswami, 6 questions. And all these questions are about Krishna. And after they asked the first 6 questions, then Sukha Goswami, he began to speak. Munayo sal krishtoham bhagavadhi loka mangalam. Yatkita Krishna Samprasna. More or less, Sutta Goswami said, Bhagavatam finished here. Let your questions be the answers. Because Yatkita Krishna Samprasna, Bhagavad Loka Mangalam. These questions that you have asked, they are all about Krishna. And this inquiring spirit about Krishna, that is our success. If we can inquire sincerely, with feeling, as Bhaktivedanta Siddharma coined the phrase, search for Sri Krishna, reality the beautiful. So this searching itself is our perfection. Hey Raj, hey Brajadevike, Chalalite, hey Nandasuno Sataha. Well, Prabhupada used to like to sing this song very much. Sadgusami has to come in this stanza. Goswami, he said, they never said I saw Krishna, but they're searching for Krishna. So this will be our success. And Sutta Goswami told it in the very beginning of Bhagavatam. Because you're asking about Krishna, everything is perfect. Avadya Loka Mangalam, the whole world will be benefited by this kind of question alone. But I have to say anything. So this kind of inquiring spirit we should try to gather. And Narottam Das Thakur has given in a very nice way in this song. Like Sriman Mahaprabhu and Jagannath Puri in latter Antilila, his Narottam Das Thakur's appeal is like that. He says, Hari Hari Bolete Nayani Bhavani. Gauranga Bolete Hove Pulaka Shari. So, as I mentioned last night, this kind of mission of Mahaprabhu is about change. We want change, vikar. But Tadashma Sharam Hirayam Vitapatedam. Our heart is like stone, so difficult to melt the stone. Tadashma Sharam Hirayam Vitapatedam. Yat Grihamana Hari Nama Deyai. Yat Vikrite Pasa Yat Havinkara Netre Jala Masur Ruhesu Harsha. We want this kind of transformation. We are not even ready to change our dress, practically. And that is anukul for bhakti. This is not everything, but it will be anukul, favorable. Wearing the tilak, kunti mala, we are not even ready to do this. But so much change is what we're really calling for. Every jeev soul wants to be happy at every moment. And if we sit down for one moment and think how happy I am in comparison to how happy I want to be, we can understand much change, radical change, has to come. And Mahaprabhu's mission through Harinam Sankirtan, if this Harinam Sankirtan can bring us to this point of earnestly hankering, then we can find real happiness in that. Chant and be unhappy. That will make us happy. And the way he has shown, Aruko de ni tai chan, Kadana hoi, Sangsara vasana maoko de tu chan. It's like this morning, we are walking with Maharaj and sitting in the banks of the river and rose garden, and he spoke about this Gopa. Gopa, Leela, Krishna and Balaram. Here we have Gaur Nityananda. Rajanda Nandana Jaya Sati Sutta Hoi Vase Balaram Hoila Nitai. Arguru Maharaj liked this song also. So they have come and Baldev, Nityananda Prabhu, Arukovi Nitai Chande, Karuna Hoyale. Sangsara Vasana Maur Kodhu Sutta Hoyale. Narottam prays, if I want to get back tears and hair standing on end, choking of the voice, all these things. First thing is this, Nityananda Prabhu, give me his mercy. And that means that these anarthas will be taken away. So Maharaj is telling the story of Denukasura. Those sakas, they wanted to taste that tau fruit. They had desire to taste, but it is not, they wanted to taste for themselves. They know Krishna will be pleased if they taste that fruit. They're thinking, this is their relationship. So they went and Baldev took that ass, Dhinukasura, and whirled him around, and one after another they killed them all in the tent. So this kind of leela of Krishna and Baldev killing the demons, that will be helpful for us to think about, because this is about removing anartha. Anvayad jatirekabhyam. Anvayad jatirekam. Both directly and indirectly. So we will hear about Krishna Leela and kill the demons in our heart. Then we will have adhikari for higher hankering. Vishaya, what is it? Chariya kove, sudha kove maan. here of Sri Vrindavan. It's coming to real Vrindavan, free from material desire, like Krishna Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has a dream. Nityananda Prabhu came to him. He felt in a house, his own house of his brother, Nityananda Prabhu had been offended. So he wanted nothing to do with his own house, nothing to do with his brother and family, because Nityananda Prabhu was offended there. When Nityananda Prabhu saw this kind of faith in him, this kind of thinking, my whole family can go to hell if they are displeasing Nityananda Prabhu. When Nityananda Prabhu, when that kicked, Maharaj was speaking this morning about the dog of Sivananda's skin. Mahaprabhu kicked the chest of Sivananda, I'm hungry. Why are you not feeding me nicely? When you're traveling from Navadvipa to Puri. And the wife of Sivananda Singh became a little upset. Who are you? Who is this Abhudut? He is kicking Sivananda Singh, and my pati, Sivananda Singh, is very dear to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sivananda Singh, he said to her, and the whole family can go to hell if it will please Nityananda Prabhu. This is his conviction. So same thing, this Nityananda Prabhu, he perceived this in Krishna's Kaviraj. So he gave him in dream order, now you can go to Vrindavan. So when we get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, then we can understand something about Vrindavan. This is the passport. And then in Vrindavan, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hodeya. Who would we take shelter of there? Rupa Raghunatha Goswami. And there we will learn about Yugalaptiti. So this is the goal of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. And we should try to have this questioning, inquiring spirit, yearning spirit that this song speaks of. Madhukam Thakur Ki Jai.
तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरस्तुते गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो टुडे देन गन टू वॉक मॉर्निंग श्रीपाद नरसिंह महाराज ask something to tell a story. And in the beginning I'm telling that this story in a very brief way, and then I will tell anything after that, my class. Once Chris and all cowherds were petting their cows. They're grazing cows on the bank of Yamuna. Yamuna was very beautiful. And you know, in Vrindavan, all kinds of flowers, all kinds of fruits are there. So, in the meantime, a boy gave Amrit Keli, that is a laddu, to Krishna. Madhumangal was there. He wanted to take full laddu, complete laddu. But Krishna wanted it to distribute among all the cowherd boys. And the remnant he will take. And he was trying to say, whole laddu. But Krishna did not get him full. He distributed among all the gods. And the remnant he gave to Madhumanga in the last, very little. And Madhumanga was somewhat angered to Krishna. He was angry. He told that, I know that all the gopis give you so much tasteful laddus and all these things, amrit keli. I know that why they give. They give. Because not you are so much beautiful and you have any quality more than us. We have more quality than you, and we are more also beautiful than you. And you know that I am Brahmin, I have separate thread like this. He thought, the gopis only gave you because you have very beautiful clothes and you have here peacock feather and some garments your father and mother and king, queen and king. So you have all these things and that is why they give you. Krishna told that you can take my old dresses and also this piece of feather and my clothes and then all will give you because you are so much powerful and also beautiful. So you should take. And Krishna at once decorated him with his own hands, gave piece of feather and also sweet panchi, and he gave his chitambar also, and he took all the cloth of Madhumangal and he gave in return. In the meantime, a very big horse, friend of Kans, he was deputed by Kans that you should go and kill Krishna. I will certainly follow your order. At once I will go. But you should tell me that how Krishna is. He told that. If you will see a peak of feather on his head and float here and decorated by yellow cloth here and some blackish face, very good face, then you should tell that, you should think that he is Krishna. And he came and he was so making a roaring like, or what her house do like that, he was roaring. And he was such increased when he came to Kesighat that Krishna is there. Then he saw that boy, something blackish but very beautiful, having peacock feather there and cloth like yellow and having a flute here. He saw that and at once he knew that, oh, he is Krishna. But actually Madhumangal was like this. Krishna was became far away from him. And in the meantime he attacked Madhumangal. He attacked by his
hind leg.
Two legs?
Hind leg.
Only ear was there and he fell flat. Madhumangal. Oh, Krishna, set me. And all boys began to clap. And Krishna was smiling. But he came forward and took the legs of that demon. And at last he gave his hand in the mouth of Kesi. And his ear was chopped. Eyes came out like a rasagulla. And doing urine and This is all Madhumangal came. And he was something, lemmy like that. Oh, to accept, you have said. Otherwise I was killed. You should take all these things, I don't want anything. I don't want a laddu and anything. I will have to accept. And it is for you. At that day Prabhu was not there. If Baldev Prabhu was there, then no fighting with Krishna. Any demon comes if Baldev Prabhu is there. Then Baldev Prabhu goes and says, and he thinks that Krishna is a very little child, my younger brother, very little. He has no power, nothing, and he serves Krishna. When Agasura was there, at that day Baldev Prabhu was there. When Brahma came, Baldev Prabhu was not there. And if, like Dhenukasura, then Krishna and Baldev were there, the Baldev went forward and he came down. So Baldev Prabhu is like Guru. If we go to shelter of lotus feet of Baldev Prabhu, he will kick all the offenses on earth, kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, matsarya, everything. And if anyone not taking shelter of his Gurudev, he wants to go direct to Krishna, Krishna never, no mercy to him. You know that lotus flower, their root in deep in water. And the sun, giving his rays, he makes it so much
blossom.
But if there is no water, no connection with water, and one is sun rays, then sun rays will rain that flower. So Guruji is like water. This would be in water. Otherwise, Krishna mercy will not have, but will ruin. So we should take shelter in the lotus feet of our Gurudev. Gurudev is surely the manifestation of whole Gurudev, Akhanda Guru Tattva Baldev Prabhu or Nityananda Prabhu. If you want bhakti, you will have to go in the shelter of lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu, that Kabe Nityananda Prabhu ki Kabe Nitai Chande Karuna Hai De
Samsar Vasana Murta Vajra Chande.
So we should take shelter of Gurudev. If Gurudev is not self realized, no harm. If he is in Madhyam Adhikari and following rules and regulations, honoring all the Vaishnavas and Gurudev, and he is in the principles and process of disciplic order from Mahaprabhu to last to the Swamiji and all Gurudev, they should think that, understand that my Gurudev is bona fide. And he should be honored like Nityananda Prabhu. And if you are serving your Gurudev, like Sakshat Harisena Samastha Sastra, but not honoring any Vaishnava, then you should think that your Gurudev will not be happy. And if he becomes happy and tells that, go and take the head of all these things who are my enemies, then you should think that my Gurudev is not bona fide Gurudev. And he should be given up. And go to another realized Guru. Whether he is not realized, but following all and honoring all Vaishnavas, disciplic orders, all acharyas. Even Ramanuj, Madhvacharya, Vishnu Swami, Sri Sampada, all the Vaishnavas. Like Raghunath Das Goswami has told, Grau Goste Goshtala Isu, Sujane Bhu Surugani, Swamantre श्री नाम ने ब्रज वसंति शरणे सदा दम्भम हित्वा कुरु अरतिम अपूर्वाम अतितराम अये शांत भ्रात चतुर्थी राज शुड नो all the meanings of this slok. Even if he wants to enter in the bhakti realm, pure bhakti realm, and especially preached by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the line of Rupa Goswami in the verse. Now, I am telling one slok by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. आराध्यो भगवान ब्रजेश तनः तद्धाम वृंदावनम रम्या काचिदुपासना वजुवधु बरगेन जाकल्पिता श्रीमद्भागवतम प्रमाम अमलम प्रेमापुमत्थो महान श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभुर मतमिदं तत्रातु. I know that some persons that tell that this lok is of not Srila Chakravarti Thakur. But he was Srinath Chakravarti Thakur. But it is not true. Now, new devotees are telling like this. But I heard from my Gurudev. And he was telling that I have heard from our Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that this is love. It is not from Srinath Chakravarti Thakur. Ananta Vasudeva and his party brought this false thing. So you should also know that this is the bona fide slok of Srila Chakravarti Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami. We know that Srinath Chakravarti Thakur was Gurudev of Kavi Karnapur, but he had not given a writing in, wrote any book like so. But newly we are seeing that he has explained Srimad Bhagavatam. Some are telling, but our Gurudeva is telling that this is a force, completely force. Force. What do you mean?
Force.
If it was written, then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Jiva Goswami and Sanatana Goswami must have record in their book. As Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, they have explained Srimad Bhagavatam. But they have never told a word about Srinath Chakravarti Thakur, explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam. It was forced by three souls. You know? And Hajjan. So we should be very careful for all this. These are hidden histories. So, sincere Vaishnav, senior Vaishnav should know all these things. So, Aradhyo Bhagavan Vraje Satanya Saddhama Vrindavana. Very brief, I will give explanation. It may take, if I will tell so much, then 2-3 days it will take. So I'm telling in brief. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrijesha Tanaya. First, we should make a goal of our life. What will be the goal of life? All shastras, Srimad Bhagavatam, Ved, Upanishad, all telling that bhakti is our goal, in general. And not bhakti of others. We'll honor all. But our east day is Krishna. Who is he? He is himself God, Krishna. Swayam Bhagavan. There are so many Bhagavans. But the root of all the Bhagavans is only himself, Bhagavan Krishna. And all are not so many, only on, but manifested within, Krishna has manifested himself in so many Bhagavan. Like Ram is Bhagavan, Balaram is Bhagavan, like Dwarkadhish is Bhagavan, Vasudeva Krishna there, Narayan is Bhagavan, 10 avatars like Matsya Kurma and Nrisimha and all are Bhagavan. But Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. From Bhagavan, Swayam Bhagavan, all these are coming. You should not think like this that all are coming from Krishna. You should think that Krishna is all. When he, like you can see, like moon. Moon are not patents, but the angle of vision makes us to think that, oh, there are so many Chandra, moon, but moon is one. Like this, Krishna is one without second. But when he comes, descends to this world, for a certain thing, so when he comes, like Ram, Vasudeva Krishna, like Vaman, Parshuram, Nrisimha, and all. Then according to Rush and according to power, Krishna is seen in that way. Krishna is same, but by Upasana, Upasana means? Krishna is seen in that form. When Krishna comes with two and a half rush, he becomes Ram. To establish Marjada Marga. When he comes in the shape Nrisimhadev, actually no prominent rasa there. Only he says, oh, very dangerous. Then Bhishan rasa is there. Hasya Karun Raudra is Raudra. But is not anything other than Krishna. But we are still need him. And he killed that demon, Hiranyakashipu. So Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. In Chaitanya Chaitanya, everywhere it has been told. But Bhagavan, he has told that Aradhyo Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya. Why he told Brajesha Tanaya? Krishna may be Dwarkadhish, the son of Vasudeva. He is not Brajendra Tanaya. Krishna is the same. But when he is in Vrindavan, he always at the mood that my mother is Yashoda, my father is Vrindavan, and friends of both. He had no sacred place there, nothing. But when he goes to Mathura, then he thinks that I am son of Vasudeva. My mother is. You still, he is Bhagavan there. So he has told six appellants in Vasudeva Krishna also. And Krishna has same six appellants, but more in Krishna. There are two kinds of pastimes of Krishna. One is Aishwarya Leela. And other is Madhurya. What is Aishwarya and what is Madhurya? Perhaps you know Aishwarya, all.
Yes.
Any word for Aishwarya?
Opulence.
Having
majesty. Power.
Majesty.
Majesty.
Here it has been told that Brajananda Maharshi is still Bhagavan. Why? If Bhagavan, then he will not be son of Nanda Baba Yashoda. Some think like this. But it is not. Siddhanta. What is called Aishwarya Lila and Madhurya Lila? When Krishna, whether he is Bhagavan or not, whether he has appearance or not, no question. But he is playing like human voice. He took the Govardhan Hill on his hand, on only this
finger.
You know why on this finger? Because Srimati is always on the left side of Krishna. And this is Krishna
most left.
So Srimati Radhika is there. And she lifted Govardhan. If Krishna has no power, he is Nirvishesha Brahma. Nishaktik, Nirakar, Arup, Nirgun and all these things. He cannot take. He has no shape. How he can take? So, Krishna is powerful. Means power means Srimati Radhika. Attribute, energy is Srimati Radhika. He is lifting everything. So he took, not by this, but by this. Srimati Radhika. So, but he was about 7 years old only. He did not become Dirgha Vishnu, 400 or less handed. He was just a little boy, smiling towards same gopis, and he was so happy. All boys were having their sticks in inner part of him. Lower part of Govardhan, and they were thinking that, oh, why, how Krishna can take this matter? We have left it all, otherwise Krishna will go down under, and he will be smashed. And gopis are saying, Giriraj Govardhan, with that crooked eyes, if he fell, he will turn into ashes, be there. The gopis are saying that Krishna is on our scene. And Nanda Baba, Yashoda and all gopis are understanding that Nanda Baba has worshipped so much to his salagram, Thakurji Narayan. And Narayan is doing all these things. So, quickly, Krishna gathered there all gopis. Because gopis cannot come to Krishna when their father, mothers and every are there. But here no question. This is a very critical position. So all were gathered. And Krishna from very near and they are meeting to all and they are all so happy. So Krishna did not turn his shape and become so big and alaukika. Same boy. He killed Agasur, Bakasur, all being little child there. When Krishna was killing the demons and Dwarka, he used to be 400. This is not human shape. In Mathura, he took birth with 400 and Jasotam. Devaki Maa began to fold his and to do so many
prayers.
Vasudeva also began to. You know, Dwarkas Krishna, he went to Kurukshetra when fighting was going on in Pandavas and Kauravas, and he saw his first Bhishwaru, universal
form.
And Arjun began so fear. He told that, I will never tell you that you are my friend. I will never order you that take my chariot in the middle of the. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur telling that Krishna is the same, like Tattvata, by Tattva, Krishna, this and that.